Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Now, as we head into the final days of the local and European election campaign, candidates are trying to maximise their reach to voters by appealing to them on social media. That means paying for advertising online. But how much are they spending and who are they targeting and what kind of ads are they running? Well, Liz Carlin from thebriefing.ie has been taking a look at it for us. Liz, welcome to the programme again. Thanks for coming in. It's worth pointing out again that election ads, they're not allowed on RTE or on any of the commercially owned radio or television stations in the country. They are allowed on social media platforms and online. And you're able to track then who's advertising and how much they're spending. And you've been looking at ads on Google this week. So what are the three types of ads that you can buy on Google?
Yeah, so Google, we all know from the kind of search platform, but they own actually lots of different sort of entities. So through their portal, you as a political candidate or party, you can buy ads so that when somebody searches for something, you know, there's the kind of the sponsored posts towards the top. Those are things that you can sort of buy. You can also buy ads for YouTube, which is where an entity owned by Google. And then you can buy ads that are shown across the web. So things that might pop up when you're looking at a newspaper or an online, you know, a blog or anything like that.
So who then is advertising on Google and who isn't?
Well, what's really interesting is none of the government parties are advertising through Google at the moment. So neither Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, nor the Greens. Although we are seeing their European groupings, so the EPP, who are Fine Gael's European grouping, etc. We are seeing them doing little bits of spend targeting people in Ireland through Google. But actually, so Sinn Féin are the biggest overall spenders on Google ads. They've spent, I looked back to kind of the week after the referendum that you mentioned, you know, because we can kind of presume that that's when we were getting into this election period. They've spent about €22,500, which compared to zero by the government parties is really quite substantial. But what was very interesting is the biggest spender on YouTube ads, if we kind of break that down, was actually the Irish Freedom Party, who aren't really spending a lot of money that I've been able to come across on other platforms. So I thought that was quite interesting.
They're spending about 4,800.
That's right, yeah. Since March.
And we're seeing attack ads as well, ads attacking other candidates from different parties.
That's right, we are. So one of those, the Freedom Party that I mentioned, so they used to be the IREXA party, they're attacking another candidate. We have for a while seen Sinn Féin running attack ads. So they've spent since March over €100,000 on Meta's property. So that's Facebook and Instagram. And a lot of those are actually coming from the main Sinn Féin account. So compared to other parties where, you know, the main Fianna Fáil account might be running a few ads, but it's actually only about 10%. It's the candidates themselves putting themselves forward. What we're seeing from Sinn Féin is a very different strategy, very centralised, lots of messages with the party leadership and quite a bit of, you know, basically slagging off the government in those ads.
And the ads that we're seeing, we'll say, focusing on Google, which you've been looking at this week, are they targeted at any particular voter group or any particular part of the country?
So they tend to be geographically really quite targeted. So if you're running in the Europeans, for example, I'm just having a look here. So if you look at Labour, they've spent about €2,000-€3,000 since March on ads. They're really, you know, so for their Dublin candidates, those ads, those video ads are very much just targeted at Dublin, etc. It's quite hard to see beyond that what criteria are being given. We can see that much more easily on Meta. So, for example, if we look at the Fine Gael candidate for Dublin, Regina Doherty, she's overwhelmingly targeting people who are over the age of 40. She seems to be targeting women more than men, and she's using different criteria. Now, I don't want to just call her out. Lots of candidates are doing this, but for her, for example, it's people interested in nursing or teaching or motherhood, things like this. So really quite specific target there.
Very, very briefly then, Liz, to talk about TikTok, which says it doesn't feature political content in any form of advertising. advertising, and it does not allow candidates to put ads on TikTok. But you found that this actually is not the case.
That's right. So they've opted out of all of these kind of pan-European measures for transparency, which means that, you know, I can give you these figures this morning. Like, this is why we have these tools in place. But they say because they don't run ads, they're not putting these in place. They said on to the Irish Times yesterday, following an investigation that I did, that they've pulled all the ads. I checked again this morning. There's more there. So they're still letting them go through. So they're just, you know, failing to implement their own policies and also failing to implement these sort of pan-European rules. It's a little bit complicated as to, you know, whether it's a regulation or a rule or a kind of self-regulatory piece. But it's what they really should be doing.
And then finally, just overall spend across all of the platforms that you can access the data for. Which parties are spending the most?
Very much Sinn Féin. So they're quite out in front. We're looking at about €125,000 I've been able to find from them.
Which is about 30% of the overall spend. I've done the figures
it would
here.
It will be about that. The lots of caveats here. TikTok isn't in here. Obviously, the Twitter ad archive, extremely difficult to find, but I've been targeted with ads. But we're also seeing the direct sale of digital ads to news outlets. So, you know, I'm seeing kind of ads popping up. And some of those are even coming from political parties, which, for example, you know, aren't compliant with SIPO rules, right, who haven't been submitting their SIPO returns. So I think it's still quite a messy picture. We've more information than we have done in previous elections. And it'll be very interesting because this is about money. This is about accountability. It'll be very interesting for us to now look at, okay, when the party starts submitting their returns, where did this money come from? That's the bigger question for democracy, really.
And likely more elections later in the year.
Exactly.
So it'll be very interesting to watch what happens. Liz Carlin from thebriefing.ie, thank you very much indeed
Thanks
for coming in to talk to us today.